Welcome to Pork Fried Dice, a podcast in which a group of friends play Dungeons & Dragons together, facing the horrors of the fantasy world before them with unflinching solemnity and stoicism. Or not. Featuring Katie as Will, Greg as Lank, Abby as Rafina, Alex as Batwhack, and Eric as Nick and as Dungeon Master. Hold on to your haversacks. Let's roll.
This has been the overriding,
overwhelming
element of the day.
Yeah.
But it started off, I didn't go to work today. I took the day because I was going to find out if I still need to do allergy shots. So it was like, I knew I was going to get like 19 of the little injections.
Yep.
So I was like, oh, that's unpleasant.
Yes.
And as I was driving to the doctor's office, I was one of the first people on scene of a tractor trailer that turned over.
Oh my God.
And so we had to haul the guy out of the cab that was on its side.
Are you kidding me?
And it was the most random thing. That, I mean, it was truly like I came around the corner, I saw a truck on its side, and the first two guys who had witnessed it were just getting out of their car. We couldn't get him to the engine couldn't be shut off right away. We could smell gasoline.
Oh my God.
And it was fine. We got him out. Not an issue at all, but it was just sort of like, you know, I'm driving then to my appointment and I was like, you know, I can tell this is going to sort of color the day.
Yeah.
And then just like, it's been just a very, very, very weird day.
Was the guy seriously injured? I mean,
he was not. My mom looked it up later. He was taken to the hospital to get checked out, and apparently had an injured hand.
That's it. Huh?
But that was it. Looked
and thank
like
God it didn't happen like 2 minutes later, and you would have been in it.
I mean,
And fortunately, he didn't hit anybody. He was coming off of a highway and took the turn too fast. But it was just the.
Yep.
Like just trying to coordinate with total strangers to get this guy, and you know he was fine, but he still like was really banged up and was incoherent. And we're like, you have to get the engine turned off.
Yeah.
You have to stand up because we can only get you out through the passenger door, which is now the roof.
It was so crazy.
But I was very thankful that he was fine.
The Mr. Rogers side of that is like, and I'm gonna cry, but like. The fact that you and two other dudes were good enough to help somebody random get out of their car. I mean, like, some people might not have done anything. Some people, you know, like, there's so much shitty shit happening right now in the world and specifically, like, with people we know. And, like, that's, like, such a nice thing. Like, that you and two other strangers helped a stranger. I mean, like, that's... People want to help each other as much as I want to think, like, how horrible people are so much of the time.
And the thing that always occurs to me, too, is, like, also that it sucks that you have to be worried about helping people. Because, like, if something happens and then, like, someone sues you for, like...
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that kind of stuff makes me nervous, too. Like,
don't think about that. I was trying to bring the positive out. Don't scare Greg. Make him think he's going to be sued.
Well, he would be hard-pressed to sue me because... He has no idea who I am.
And you had your Batman mask on.
I was
on
just
going to
say you were wearing a Batman costume the whole time, so it was all okay. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he was in the truck for almost half an hour while we all changed into our costumes.
He hurt his hand by trying to get out. All
Can you zip me up?
Oh my God. Oh, I needed to laugh.
That's how he hurt his hand. He was zipping up Greg's costume and got caught.
Oh my gosh.
We're back on track, guys.
All right, let's go.
Oh yeah.
Here we go. No, too soon, premature. God.
So do you need more allergy shots?
No.
Yay!
Nope, those are done.
That's awesome.
She did the full test both arms of the little pinpricks and then the injections for the ones that didn't test positive at all. And she's like, you had one reaction and it was to histamine. And so she's like, okay, we're going to change gears here. The shots aren't, you know, the allergies aren't the issue. So I'm going to be getting a CAT scan of my sinuses to anything. Cause I've done the closed tube MRI. Mm-hmm. And after that, I'm like, CAT scan. Great. You know, sounds fun. PET scan. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't care. Just don't put me in a tube.
Yeah.
You wouldn't like that, would you?
I have had a few of them in my life. Mostly when I was younger, though. I haven't had one. I don't think I've had one since I've been with you.
I know sometime you got some sort of scan for your back, I think.
I did. And I don't remember. It might have been that. I remember. You know what? It might have been that because I remember when I was put in the machine and they asked what kind of music I wanted to listen to. Yes! They asked me what kind of music I wanted to listen to. I said classic rock. Do you want to know what they put on? Enya! Enya! Enya is not classic rock.
There are classic rock is a two-word description of music.
Yeah.
And neither of those words come close to Enya.
Right. And I was forced, especially because I'm too polite, I was forced to listen to it because I didn't just reach out and go, hey!
No!
I didn't say anything. And so I had to listen to an entire Enya CD as I was in there. And I remember feeling more tense than if I had listened to nothing. Mm-hmm. It was horrible. I mean, that sounds very dramatic, but I remember because you're in the fucking tube and I was trapped and I had to listen to...
But not only was that just the default, you also requested something else, and you had to deal with the anxiety of being like, do I say something?
And the frustration of like, why didn't I say something? Like, why didn't I just go, hey, stop this? Like, why not?
And it's also that, because I remember when I did my MRI, the first time I did it, I had a super intense panic attack. They put me on a bunch of Valium,
and
they said, bring a CD. Bring something you want to listen to.
Was that your Enya CD that I had?
It was not, because I was like, okay, they're going to think I'm nerdy and I don't give a shit. And I took my Star Wars soundtrack.
I knew it was going to be a soundtrack. Awesome.
And I was like, okay, you know, I know this music like the back of my hand. It's going to be fine. It's like, and yeah, it works, except that it's like the MRI is a bang, 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 bang.
Right.
And you catch an occasional dun, 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 bang, bang,
yeah,
bang, bang, bang.
Right. I don't see how they can't make that. They must be able to control the volume, but I guess they probably keep it low because they're worried about hurting your ears. So that's like a default low setting because they certainly didn't ask me at any other point, oh, is this loud enough? You can't hear it.
Well, nobody
except
is,
it was Enya. And for me, it was.
It is illegal to ask that question about Enya. That's
right,
actually what it was. You cannot ask, is this Enya loud enough?
Illegal. Oh my god.
All right, he's really here, guys. He's here.
Is he sleepwalking?
He has to sit in the dark, though. Sit over here. In the seat of shame.
Do you realize it's 9:10? It is 9:10.
No one came to get
11:12.
What do you mean no one came to... Really? That's your excuse?
I was asleep.
No one came to get him, guys.
He just fired up the laptop
babysitter was taking a break.
He just fired it up, and you assumed that I was putting the children to bed,
yes,
and everything
I did,
was fine.
Like every Friday.
Meanwhile, the entire upper floor of our house is on fire.
You're not allowed to go upstairs. Yeah. You are not allowed to go upstairs.
You might want to put that out.
The kids spread Nutella all over your pillow.
You wish.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah.
He'd rather sleep with that than with you. I don't know why I think I just insulted Abby. But I was trying to insult Alex, but I insulted Abby.
Good try.
He'd rather sleep with a Nutella pillow. Like, I thought that was creepy, but then I realized I'm just insulting Abby. I'm a really good person.
Good job.
Thanks. God.
I think that when we're done playing this particular game, I mean, like this, what do you call it?
Good joke. But
this
anyway,
campaign.
This campaign.
Campaign, thank you. We should all sit down and do a psychoanalysis of our characters and how they are reflections of us ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna be deep, guys.
We've been talking about doing the director's cut of where we go in and do commentary over our commentary.
Yep. Eric is, I will say this, I will cut this out,
Uh-oh.
But Eric is so freaking nervous because he knows, well, I can tell, you have no idea what to say. You're speaking all weird things.
I don't know.
It's
well,
okay.
I'm always like that.
If we have to...
We'll see how this goes.
Yeah.
We'll see how this goes.
Oh, I don't like ones like that where we have to see where it goes.
No, not where it goes, how it goes.
Who it goes.
I feel like everybody is in a weird place.
Yes.
Really?
Maybe not you.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in a weird place.
I mean,
but that's
I'm always in a weird place. That's just my norm.
Right.
Perfect.
Look at this picture.
What is it? I don't get to see it.
Yeah, it's a man. Is that Strahd? Ah,
that's Strahd's brother. No, it's Strahd.
It looks
is
like
it Strahd.
Strahd? I think,
it
right?
is Strahd.
Ooh.
Spoilers.
Okay. Well, we already saw. Didn't we already see what
Spoiled.
He looks like?
I don't know. Anyway, previously on Pork Fried Dice. I don't remember what I wrote for this. Let's
Uh-oh.
See. First, the party went down a long, cobweb-filled hallway to an empty archer's post looking out on the castle courtyard. Next, the party went down a long, cobweb-filled hallway to an empty archer's post looking out on the castle courtyard. Mm-hmm. But then Bathwack found a hidden door! Praise Jesus! The door opened up on a wooden, on a wood-paneled hallway that seemed well taken care of, with a door closed on a room filled with light. A magical knock brought out a cleaning woman who begged to be freed from Strahd's clutches. After some quick thinking from Rafina and a quick halfling elbow to Bathwack's ribs, it was revealed that this woman was in fact a vampiric spawn of Von Zarovich, and she was quickly dispatched, mostly thanks to some impressive blows from Lank's magic hatchet.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Rafina also shot her with a crossbow?
I did.
With an oath
bow.
Oh, sorry. Okay.
It is a crossbow.
It is?
Yeah.
Oh, I am so smart.
Well, you're used to, you've pored over the books and everything, so you know that typically the oath bow is not a crossbow.
It is not?
No.
Oh.
That's why you were confused.
I mean, I knew that. What?
Yeah. Because you read the rules so much.
What's wrong? What are you doing? Why? No, we're playing. What are you doing?
He's going back to sleep.
Why are you his friend, everybody?
Who are you talking to?
Yeah.
You're not talking to anybody else.
Yeah,
here.
Duh. None of us are his friends.
And he couldn't hear that to be ashamed.
I know.
He doesn't learn. Shame doesn't help.
Ooh, should I spoil something else while he's not here?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, this isn't a spoiler, but you can... Does this look familiar?
Yes, that's the organ!
Is that all of us playing? Is that me?
I think
those
are
some guys.
I think those are statues.
Oh.
What the heck? He had to get his bullet journal.
After Will and Nick trashed the bedroom of Snow White and the Seven Dwarves, Bathwack was hopping around at the end of the hall like he had to pee real bad. But it turns out he just really wanted to go up the stairs.
Oh, yeah.
And so they did. Having ascended the stairs, they started conversing with a hall of statues. This group is so insistent on me playing NPCs that they are now talking to hunks of stone. Anyway, there was lots of question asking and toe-touching, and then they set off to try to send a brain message to the missing Esmeralda. Hmm. See? They even demand to talk to NPCs that aren't even there!
Sorry.
Well, I'm spoiled right now. I just have Nick. So everybody but Katie is looking at roll 20.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, thank you. You brought this over here.
So I believe everybody, the plan was specifically to head down towards where the crown was found at the bottom of the heart tower, because there's
just
stairs leading
bit.
Down. Just like right there to try to send a message down to see if Esmeralda can be reached.
Yes.
We had a conflict. We had a confrontation about what to do.
Conflict? A confrontation?
We had a... Yeah, and then we had conflict resolution.
Yes.
It was amazing. Rafina had the best idea, and I brought it to Lank, and then we had a deal.
It was a growth moment for everyone.
Oh, it was amazing. It was beautiful.
Yeah. Okay. So, how are you going? Are you going over to the big spiral and just heading straight down? I'm assuming? Yes. So that's what you do. and you head down the stairs, the big spiral down to the bottom, and suddenly there you are once again.
Okay, cool. Here we are.
Yes. And so Nick says, okay, you want me to do this? Right?
Okay, don't start into a discussion again. It'll take 5 hours, and then we'll never
do it. No, we need to do this, and then.
Yes, Lank is only on the edge of being okay with this plan, so we have to do it now.
Right.
All right. Cool. Nick says as he puts fingers to his temples and squishes his eyes.
He's never done that before, but this time he has to do it.
He's really concentrating hard because. Yeah.
That's amazing. Go ahead.
Good. Thank you. Nick does this or whatever he usually does, but he looks like he's concentrating real hard.
Okay.
And then he stops, he puts his hands down, and he opens his eyes, and he says, I didn't hear anything.
Uh-oh.
Ugh! This is so annoying!
What does that mean, Nick? Does that mean what does that mean?
I don't know!
What could it mean?
I think it could mean that she's not available. It could mean she just didn't send a reply. She could, maybe, is she rude? Is she the kind of person that would, like, ghost a brain message?
Is this the sort of, like, would somebody, can you get a sense of somebody's presence even if they don't actively respond?
No.
Hmm.
It could be she's too far.
Does anyone have sense? She could be unconscious, I guess. Dead?
Yeah, it could be unconscious, asleep. She could be in some sort of anti-brain message chasm.
Hmm.
Is there such a state as I can't respond to brain messages right now?
Like an away message? I'm driving. Like on AIM?
Exactly. I can't respond right now. I'm driving.
Airplane mode? Is her brain on airplane mode?
Like, is there anything other than dead or unconscious?
Too far away.
Distance, away. I mean, are we sure we're not too far away?
No.
We also had suggested that it might be doubtful that the statues were telling the truth.
Right.
That she could not be down there.
Because they're in Strahd's castle.
So right now we are on the stairs that would lead.
Yeah, you're
on the landing.
On the base of the. You're at the base of the spire. I don't know exactly where everybody is positioned. Yeah.
We don't know how deep this is either, right? We don't know how far down it goes.
We know how many floors, don't we?
Well, Link's gonna go down to the first landing.
Okay.
Just want to see if I can see anything.
Like you're looking down the stairs, basically?
Yep.
If you look down the stairs, darkness doesn't matter to you. So, you look down the stairs, and it looks like they go down about you. This is a pretty steep staircase. You went down about 20 feet to the landing you're on. And then if you look back, you know, down the rest of the flight of the stairs, it's another 20 feet down to looks like a dark passage just extending away. From where you are, it just looks like a stone passageway. It's hard to tell otherwise what's down there. The angle.
And I can't see anything moving, any creatures, anything like that?
Correct.
Nick, come down at least to the bottom of the stairs here.
Okay. So are you going the whole way down?
Lang's going the whole way down to keep an eye out so that Nick can brain text.
So you want him to go to the landing?
Right. I want him to get closer to what we're presuming is the crypts.
Yeah, you were told she's in the crypts. Is everybody else staying up there? I think I see Bathwax icon has moved.
Yeah, I've started going down just to be closer to where Lank is.
Aw.
I'm staying with Will.
Yeah, we're at the top of the stairs. All right,
you guys are outside. Got it.
Yep. We're in Valaki.
You're in Tivoli.
Yes! All
right.
Yeah, I mean, he's going down into this place that might be more dangerous than where we are.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Nick goes down to the landing.
Oh, nice.
I still don't hear anything.
Does this look like a crypt to anybody?
She hasn't fulfilled her prophecy. She has to still be okay. Unless she did already by some measly fighting.
If I'm at the bottom of the stairs, how long is this corridor?
Right, so I'll describe what Lank sees. Just give me one second. Make sure I'm describing the right thing. Okay, so yeah, you're in, like I said, a dark passage. There's basically You can see to the north, there's like a little alcove with some rotting cots and dirty rags. There's also one kind of near where you're standing at the bottom of the stairs, and then there's an archway that leads further to the west. But it's just like, so it looks like a dirty, like, stone rotting, like, maybe, like, bunk room or something. Just, you see, you in sight see three cots. You also notice that the ceilings are covered with yellow lichen.
Yellow,
so,
huh?
So there's a definite, wait, why yellow? Is that important?
Well, we haven't had anything else with color, really, in a long time.
Weren't we just talking about lichen?
Oh,
we were describing various bits and bobs that were
On the
map.
Oh, it was a joke. It wasn't real.
Oh, okay. That's right.
Who knows? Maybe it'll come back, and that's the ultimate villain.
We're on the ceiling. We're on the top of the castle now.
You think you're fighting Strahd, but you're actually fighting lichen.
So this room looks like it has a... It doesn't stretch on forever. There's the cots, and like there's a far wall, and that's it.
And then there's an archway. There's an archway that leads to the west that you can't really see past from the base of the stairs. I'm going to show you right now.
There's the lichen.
Okay, so...
And the doorway is right here. The archway.
Oh, if it's an archway, I'm going to peer through the archway.
Okay. You see kind of more of the same. Some more alcoves with more rotting beds. And another archway leading further to the west, which you can see like sort of detritus and various things scattered in that room.
And no sign of any activity.
You don't see anything moving. You don't see anything like that or hear anything.
Lank will return to the base of the stairs and motion for Nick to join him.
So Nick is going to walk down after Lank. Rafina and Will, you see Nick disappearing down after Lank.
What are
Lank.
We doing? What is everyone doing?
I don't know.
No!
I'm unhappy with this.
I'm gonna continue down too after Nick.
So those are actually cots. They're not little graves. I mean, like
correct. They are. Okay. Well, they were cots at one point. You don't think they would hold even? Well, you're not there, but you don't think they would hold even Rafina's weight. They're not in good shape, just with age. You think?
So we can't even see that from where we're standing.
No, because it's down like 40 feet, and you have to be on the landing to even try to see down. And
only the Lank eyeballs and the fact that he went down.
Right.
Gotcha.
So yeah, Nick will follow down. Are you guys still staying up there? Standing vigil?
Well, like, I'm not standing vigil. What I said was in character. What are you guys doing? What are we doing?
Yeah. Lank said to come down!
Why? No! That's where Strahd is probably, right?
Yeah, probably.
There's nothing going on down here.
Lank said there's nothing going on down here.
How far have you gone in? What's down there?
I don't know.
It's more beds.
It's more beds.
Why is this castle full of beds?
I know, right? There's so many beds.
Yeah. Wait, too many beds.
These are not as pleasant as the ones upstairs.
These are not as pleasant as the one upstairs.
Nick, can you...
How much further are you going to go?
How much further are we going to go?
These might not even be the crypts. I want to have a sense of what we're looking for.
These might not even be the crypts. I want to have a sense of what we're looking for. He wants to have a sense of what we're looking for.
Did you go all the way down? Like, do you see something
else?
Yeah,
I'm standing next to Nick.
Next to Nick. Oh, but you're not on that screen. Where are you?
He's plugging his non-existent ears.
Well...
Do you want me to do it again, Lank?
Yeah, remind me, is this something you can only do a limited number of times, or is this...
No, I can do it as much as you want.
Okay, yeah,
we can do it all episode long if you want.
I would say keep scanning, and I will keep watch. Is this out loud? Because
he's wearing a sombrero. Is that cultural appropriation?
Probably,
but it's in a different world.
But it's in a different world, right. so
it's just random.
Down.
Yeah,
right.
as far as this world's concerned, you invented it.
Yeah, what an invention!
Animator.
God, so terrible. Nick invented mariachi bands.
Nick takes a swig of tequila.
Oh my god. This is so ridiculous.
He says, still nothing!
Oh, for crying out loud.
Oh, for crying out loud!
Can I... Where Lank is standing, this is another archway, right?
Yes.
So I could see into the next...
Yeah, keep looking.
If you've moved to the west...
Rufina yells, keep looking!
Keep looking!
I'm glad Rufina's standing with me. At least I can feel wholesome in her...
In your ridicule of me, yes. It will distract you.
So whoa, here you see this, there's a 30-foot square room in shambles.
Hey, put it back.
Scattered furniture lies in heaps near the walls. Mm-hmm. Broken bones lie scattered amid crumpled and crushed plate armor.
Oh, human bones?
Shields, yeah. Shields and swords jut from the walls as if driven into them by some tremendous force.
What?
These are stone walls.
Wait, shields are in the walls?
Shields and swords jutting from the walls, like not hanging. Sticking out of.
Wow.
Two doors stand opposite one another in the center of the north wall and the south wall. And then there's the archway you came through in the east wall.
And the west is now a blank?
It is a stone... Well, I mean, there's swords and shields. Well, yeah, but there's no... There's no exit or...
There's no further...
No, at least no visible sign of egress.
Lank motions to Nick without speaking, just stay put. I'm going to check out the north door.
All right, I'm going to follow Link.
What does check out the north door mean?
Well, I'm going to look through the north door.
It's closed.
I'm going to open it. I'm going to try to open it.
He's going to look through it. He's going to look through the door. Come on.
With his x-ray lack of eyes.
So, yeah, actually, do we have to worry about that I'm carrying a torch?
What do you mean worry about?
Link is
Link trying to be invisible here? Because I'm not going to be.
Well, yeah, Lank, as you approach the door, Bathwack is coming into the room with a lit torch.
I'm going to motion to him to just wait on the other side of the archway.
Oh, all right.
For so many reasons.
While I check, because I can see even if it's dark. And if it's really cold, I'll be fine. That's all I have going for me.
For so many reasons.
Well, because he doesn't think you need to go any further because it's dangerous, you could think. And also, he doesn't want you to bring the fire close to him. And also, you smell bad.
don't we all.
What did he say?
Don't we all.
Alright, so you open the door. Beyond the door you reveal a shadowy room with a single source of light. There is a brazier in the north.
Oh my god, is that a desk?
This room is in perfect order.
Oh, look at this.
A great table stands here with its chair, inkwell, and quill set carefully in place. Lances, swords, and shields that bear the Barovian crest are hung neatly on the dark oak-paneled walls.
What?
And behind the table, sitting in the chair, is Rahadin.
Whoa!
Oh, we found his room.
Oh,
Rahadin, the guy who let us in?
Rahadin.
Yes.
The
guy who freed you from jail.
Is he alive?
He is sitting there. It looks like he was maybe looking over some papers on his desk.
Oh my god.
He's a bureaucrat.
And when you open the door, he sets them down and looks up at you expectantly.
He's doing his checkpoint reviews.
Lank is going to step in and close the door behind him.
Whoa.
What? Why would you...
Because
what's
I don't
doing?
Want Bathwack following me. I don't...
There's no fire in this room?
There's a lit brazier in the corner.
Oh, that's right. That's what a brazier corner. Is. I didn't really think about that.
It's a form of lingerie. It's on fire.
So Link just...
I love the idea that that's how you think you pronounce that word.
Brazier.
Let me take off your brazier.
And see your fiery nipples.
You're singed. Lank is going to say, would you happen to know where Esmeralda is?
Perhaps I did. Do you think I would tell you?
At this point, I'm not sure that it matters one way or another. To you, we're here, we're trapped in the castle. You obviously know where we are and what we're doing, so I was hoping to try to rescue our friend from imprisonment.
If my lord and master wished for you to know where she is, he would have told you himself.
We haven't seen him lately.
Then that is of his wishing.
Is this area of the castle called the crypts?
No. Does it look like a crypt to you?
Well, there are bones in the room behind me.
That's true.
I didn't know how... That's... Like, you know, crypts are usually pretty orderly, but if you just toss bodies in... I don't know how particular you are in this land.
Real quick, what is everybody else doing?
I'm yelling frantically at Nick to tell me what's going on because he's closed, because he, being Link, has closed the door and we've lost contact with him.
I'm walking toward the door, but because Link just closed it, so I...
And I'm not talking quietly.
Okay.
I'm not trying to whisper or anything. I'm trying to make it clear that I'm in conversation with someone, and at the moment, it's okay.
Are Rafina and I aware of people being alive down there? Can we hear them? Can we see anything? Or did they disappear and now we're just like up here and we...
You're kind of alone. I mean, Lank is far enough away you wouldn't hear anything he's doing.
So, Rafina, you want to go die with everyone or you want to get out of here?
Oh, I don't know what to do. We had such grand plans for going up. Are we ever going to go up?
Probably not, because we go downstairs, we're going to die.
I wanted to keep a foot in the up door.
Right.
And now we're being dragged to the down door. Fiddlesticks.
Nick isn't even... Yeah, Nick, come on!
What?
What are we doing? What should we do? Oh, what do you think we should do, Nick? Make a decision for us.
He's like running back and forth between where he can see and where he can yell up at you without literally shouting at the top of his voice. He says, I think Lank went into a door and closed it. And Bathwack's waiting outside?
That's madness. This is all craziness. This is bad.
Went to a door and closed it. I told him not to kill himself.
I'm going down there. I'm going down. Wait till I get my hands on him.
If she goes down, I'm going to follow her because I don't want to be completely alone in here.
Okay.
Did they start moving before I went into the room? Because I don't get the sense this conversation's going to take long. Because if he was going to kill us, he would have killed us. But he wants his master to kill us, so I figure I can just chat with him quick.
Are you coming out? Well, we don't know that.
Well, I was just trying to see what was happening during the first few moments of your conversation.
Time doesn't happen linearly, so all of this can happen on a different plane.
What I was curious about was the instant I went in, did everybody start moving?
Yes.
No.
But they're way far away. They're 40 feet up and a few rooms away. So you wouldn't know that. So, you had mentioned the other room. He said, no, that's just the remains of a bit of an altercation that happened a long time ago.
And this, I take it, is your room?
Yes, it is. This is my office.
Well, I don't mean to disturb you. We're going to continue on our way.
Sorry.
But I still don't understand any of this, but as I'm sure you'll say, if your master wanted us to understand it, he would have explained it to us.
Very astute.
Lank's going to give a little bow and walk out and close the door behind him.
All right.
Okay, so where are we?
You probably are getting there about the same time. Maybe slightly after, but you can convene in this 30-foot square room.
Lank, what were you thinking?
I was thinking I was hoping to find Esmeralda. That's Rahadin? That's Rahadin's room.
What do you mean it's his room? What is that?
That's his bedroom and office.
Is he in there?
Yeah, he's busy.
He's busy.
I asked him if these are the crypts. He said these are not the crypts, and he wouldn't tell me where Esmeralda is.
Did you ask him where the crypts are?
No, he was not in a... Pretty much his standard answer is if we were supposed to know, Strahd would have told us.
I'm going to handle this.
Yeah, maybe he has something in there. I don't know, man. I'll follow Rafina if she's going
to
go in there.
Rafina goes up to the
door. I was trying not to provoke him. Suddenly, I'm the one who's like, guys, don't provoke him. And you're like, no, we're going to beat him up. He's got a desk.
Oh, no. I definitely don't think I'm going to beat him up. I'm more like, if somebody isn't there to distract him, I could potentially lift something. I've got sticky fingers. I'm one of the sticky bandits. I shouldn't have said that.
Lost in New York.
Yes, I'm lost in New York, yeah.
Yep. Rafina goes up to the door and raps smartly upon it. And without waiting for an answer, she wriggles her nose and the door flies open.
Okay.
Nice.
And she marches in.
You see the same sight that Lank did, Rahadin sitting behind his large table he seems to use as a desk, and he looks up at you. Yes?
Hello, sir. Rafina Phalangepot at your service. Perhaps you remember me from 6 minutes ago or whatever it was.
I am quite familiar, though it was probably eight with the number of long cobweb-filled hallways and archer's posts you visited.
Well, it would have been six if you people dusted once in a while.
Oh, we have a maid that handles that.
Yes, we know.
For God's sake, do not mention anything.
She doesn't really know what to do with that duster. BTW.
Yeah.
So lovely office you have here, and I see that you have a bed in it. You do not have a bedroom. You just have
my,
an office.
These are my quarters.
Oh, interesting. Okay, very good. We are looking for directions. Perhaps you could point us in the way to the way of the... Wait. Perhaps you could... How do I say it? What? My brain just died.
Point us in the direction of the crypts? Is that what you were going for?
I wanted the word way in there. Perhaps you could...
Point the way.
Point the way. Point the way to the crypt.
I think you'll stumble upon it eventually.
Do we have to keep going down? Is the crypt up by any chance?
I think you'll find out.
Could I really quick, since Will brought up the idea of distraction, while he's distracted, can I check out the south door?
Mm-hmm. You can. Will, you wanted Rafina to maybe distract him. Are you going with Rafina?
Well, yeah, I followed her. I said I followed her in there. If she's talking to him, I want to look around. I want to see what's around here.
Okay.
I'm checking things out. That's what I do all the time. It's not even suspicious, because I do it to everything.
Okay.
I'm always looking at the surroundings.
So you're going in the room with Rafina?
Yes.
Okay.
Nonchalantly looking at his shit.
Okay.
Will he be feeding us again, by any chance? It'll be mealtime soon.
I maybe. Perhaps you should seek out some food. You seem to have free reign of the castle, so take advantage of it as you will. Hello, Will.
Hello. And did I hear this is where you live? Like, this is your quarters? Just one room in this giant castle? Aren't you his,
Chamberlain.
His second in command or something? You're
his chamber pot?
You must, yeah, more like a chamber pot. Less
That's
like a chamberlain.
Disgusting.
More like a chamber pot.
I'm quite satisfied with my quarters here.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Look at this room! This is ridiculous! My icon is bigger than half of it! I'm just kidding.
I think that says more about you than it says about me.
But I mean, like, you don't even have a separate office and bed. I mean, like, you work and life separation, man. Not that I know anything about that, but...
My life is my work. I live to serve Strahd.
Gross. Who are you? Like, are you a demon? Are you a person?
What? No, I'm not a demon.
Well, you kind of act like one.
Aren't you familiar with demons, Will?
What? Nope. Actually, fact. I can state that without rolling a bluff check. Fact. No, I'm not that familiar with demons. I really don't know anything about them. So, but did I not notice anything? He's just talking to me.
Notice anything? You mean
Let's
about the
see
room?
If there was anything to... pickpocket while Rafina was talking.
On one of the walls, I mean, you see a small bookshelf with various... Nothing that looks, like, super magic-y or anything like that. Just, some historical texts
this
guy and things
seem,
like
you know
that.
What? You seem, like, really powerful. You came all the way... You went out of Barovia, so you can go in and out of Barovia, and yet you don't seem like a Vistani. Am I right? Are you a Vistani?
No, I am not a Vistani.
Okay, but you can go in and out of Barovia.
I'm afforded
so you...
certain privileges.
Yeah, but
I've
Strahd
this
can't
family
even
for
go
many
in and
centuries.
Out. No, I need an explanation.
Oh, that was my next question, how many centuries old you are.
Yeah.
So you must also be a vampire. Congratulations.
Yeah, smile.
Oh, no, I'm no vampire.
Then why'd you have sharp teeth before?
Hmm?
I noticed some sharp teeth in there.
In where?
Your butthole.
In your ear. Where do you think?
Yeah, I know, right? I like how, see, that's the difference between Abby and I. She said your ear and I said your butthole. That's the difference between the two of us.
Right.
But yeah, in your mouth.
I'm not sure what you're talking about. I'm no vampire.
Oh, you're not sure? Go like this. Oh, wait, you can just change your appearance. Can't you? You have. I don't know why I'm talking to you as I keep looking around this room.
Neither do I.
I have a question for you, sir.
Yes?
What was this fight that happened outside your door where there was an energy so strong that the swords and the shields are just sticking out of the wall?
Oh, well, that was quite some time ago. A certain faction of the castle guard that resisted Strahd's ascent and gain of his power.
Well, that was foolish of him.
This is where Strahd demonstrated to them how he felt about such insolence.
Wow. Were you one of the castle guard then?
No, I was certainly not.
What were you? Were you always his chamberlain?
I've been with this family even before. I've served the Von Zarovich's since his father, King Barov, was ruler of this valley.
So what are you? How are you still alive?
My kind are very long living.
Oh, are you an elf? Can I see his ears? What am I looking at?
Ears?
Did you guys?
Yes, you do notice some.
Maybe the sharp teeth are in his ears.
Some pointy things sticking out of his.
Those are his teeth! Whoa!
Did you guys leave the door open, by the way?
Yeah, I didn't close it.
So I can see in.
Yeah.
Is he undead?
Are you doing your thing? Or are you?
Yeah, do my thing. Yeah,
doing your thing.
So you're using this up, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, how many more vampires are in this castle?
Everyone's a vampire.
No, he is not undead.
Oh,
wait, right. He's not undead, and he's that old. There's a problem. Okay, quick. All of the people who know things about D&D, what are the other creatures that can live
elves.
To be that long?
He's an elf. Just so elf? Elves can live for a really long time.
Why would
time,
he be
right?
evil? They're elves old. Are supposed
to
be good.
But this divine sense is, if he's celestial, fiend, or undead, I'll be able to tell.
Mm.
See in any of those categories?
Fiend?
Yeah.
Well, we already know he's a fiend. Is that a special thing? Is that a class of things?
You don't get the sense that he is a fiend, but you get sort of a hint of fiendishness in his general vicinity.
Whoa.
Mm.
In his vicinity.
Not sure what to tell everybody else.
His general vistonity.
I have no way to share this with any of you yet, and it's also very confusing. So.
Wow. Wait, so just the fact that he's an elf, like, is that, is, are you, I'm sorry, I just looked it up. Is this, because I looked it up, like, elves in D&D, like, 750 years. Are you using more of, like, a Lord of the Rings, like, eternal life thing? Or, like,
No. Okay.
I just didn't know if I was supposed to assume, they literally live forever or what. I'm trying to figure out what Will would know, because Katie doesn't know what the rules in terms of elf age are.
Yeah.
So it's weird that he's that old, because isn't this place like thousands of years old or something?
What place?
Barovia. Isn't like Strahd, like, it's not just 750 years.
I think
years.
You know that all the shit that happened with Strahd, like that was in his diary with what's-her-face.
It was many, many
centuries.
It was like
400 years ago.
Oh, it was only 400 years ago?
Or so.
Why am I thinking, I thought like the wine stuff was like,
no, that was, I think, maybe one of the things that got, that, like, hinted at timeline.
Crap.
Was the wine record.
I had no idea. Okay, so I could presume that he's an elf, and that's it, and that's just why. Okay, I just wanted to know what I should be antagonistic about.
Right.
Everything, but.
And while we've diverted there, I will also indulge Lank, who you said is opening the south door in that room, correct?
Oh, correct, yes.
Mm, yes. All right. All right, so you open the door to reveal a massive room. It extends far to the south.
It's full of gold.
Bones.
I think that's...
Dark stains cover the floor of this area, Large oak tables, scarred and beaten, lay scattered like toys about the room, their wood crushed and splintered. Mm. Replacing them are furnishings made entirely of human bones.
Oh, nice.
The walls and 20-foot-high vaulted ceiling are a sickly yellow color, not because of faded or time-worn plaster, but because they are adorned with bones and skulls, arranged in a morbidly decorative fashion, giving the room a cathedral-like quality.
Whoa.
Four enormous mounds of bones occupy the corners of this ossuary, and garlands of skulls extend from these mounds to a chandelier of bones that hangs from the ceiling above a long table constructed of bones in the center of the room. 10 chairs made of bones and festooned with decorative skulls around the table, resting atop which is an ornate bowl-shaped vessel made of yet more bones.
Wow.
The doors to the north and south, including the one to the north is the one you came from, are sheathed in bone, but the steel-banded double doors in the center of the east wall are not.
Did not anticipate this.
Yeah.
And it's about 30 foot wide and, what is it, like 75 feet long, something like that. It's big.
Everybody's talking to Rahadin. I'm just going to wander in.
All right.
I mean, other than being horrifying, it doesn't look dangerous.
Yeah, you don't see any signs of life. I mean,
and I'm interested in these steel-banded doors.
Okay. Yeah, they're steel-banded doors. They're doors, and they're banded in steel.
It was more an interest of, can I open them?
Ah. It's an intriguing mind that sees a door and doesn't just look at the door, but thinks about what's beyond. All right. Yeah, the doors are unlocked.
Oh. That's actually incredibly surprising. I am going to push them open.
Oh, all right. I'm going to go through the doors.
Okay. Maybe I'm not going to do like a double door swing wide open thing. I'm going to push one open and sort of look in and see if it's, you know, dangerous or something.
Yeah. Okay. I'm walking through the north door.
Okay. All right, so they're exploring there. Rafina and Will, you're speaking with Rahadin.
Yes. I'm not really in league with Will as far as, like, pickpocketing, so I'm not really going to pay attention to whether or not he's had a chance to do anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I will keep talking to Rahadin. Sir, is there any place where we're not allowed to go in the castle? Because everything does seem to sort of be open. I'm nervous we're going to go somewhere we shouldn't.
I think it'll be clear whether or not you're supposed to be somewhere or not supposed to be somewhere.
My goodness, you are such a middle manager.
He smiles a bit. Thank you.
Oh, ugh. Aim higher! Jeez.
I owe everything to the Von Zarovich family. I'm an honorary Von Zarovich, and it is the greatest honor.
Von Zarovich family, though, what about the other brother, right? Strahd's brother? Isn't he a Von Zarovich? What about
him?
He was. Yeah, but, like, did you owe stuff to him? Why didn't you protect him from getting murdered? Yeah. Oh, yeah, look at that loophole. The DM looked at me and went, uh-oh. Why didn't I? That's right. Will says.
How to answer anything.
Are there secrets going to be revealed? Yeah, see? Because this story is only...
He pulls out a nest of eggs and just starts staring at it.
Uh-oh, wait, we gotta walk out. Time to reset. Blow in the cartridge.
Oh, nice job, Katie. You did it.
Oh, no. And I didn't even give it to him. He just had him. Just to kill himself.
Impaled himself on a nest of eggs. Should we take a potty break?
Strahd, he says, Strahd was the firstborn. He was the heir to the Von Zarovich fortune and title, and
so you,
his,
like,
brother betrayed him.
So you, like, follow him. Right, betrayed him, but he was, like, more of a decent guy, or so I gather, and you just, like, blindly follow
Would
him.
Would a decent person betray their brother like that?
Can I know why you blindly follow the Von Zarovich? Wait. Von Zaroviches. That's such a weird thing to say. Why do you blindly follow
him? I followed King Barov. I was his right-hand man in battle. I have slain thousands of men in his name. As a result, he gave me the great honor of literally naming me one of his family. This is where I belong. I am one of them.
So you wouldn't like any change in power, would you?
What are you talking about, change in power?
Who even knows? What a silly thing to even ask.
Not suspicious at all. Very good.
Right.
Yeah, Will's a master at this.
Well, I mean, of course, when we all kill Strahd, Barovia will be free, and you'll have nobody to serve, so good luck with that. That's, of course, what I meant, everybody.
Stir.
Say that out loud.
Yeah. You'll have nobody to serve.
Oh, crap.
No,
go ahead.
He knows we're here to kill Strahd. There's nothing wrong with, I'm just speaking more bravely than Will actually probably feels. But that's what Will does, like, making people question shit is like how Will would be a con man, you know, and like would have done his stuff. So yeah, like, I mean, it makes sense. He's just like, yeah, we're here to kill him. And when he dies, you ain't gonna have nobody to serve. So good luck, I say, shaking my head back and forth like this.
He might be in here polishing up his resume right now.
Maybe that's why you have this desk, quote unquote, since it's just a table. See, exactly. You don't even have another room with a bed in it. There's no drawers. You're clearly not a valued employee. I feel bad for you.
A real estate agent wouldn't be able to call this a room. There's not even a closet.
Exactly. Rafina is right. I don't know what a real estate agent... No, they probably do. They exist, real estate agents.
Especially in Tivoli.
In Tivoli. We invented real estate agents.
Sir, we came across some documents once upon a time in our travels, maybe like 12 hours ago. I can't remember. wherein the words of... Crap, who wrote the words in the diary?
That was Strahd's diary.
We saw the words of Strahd himself, the great and powerful. And he spoke of his love. Can you tell us more about this ill-fated love?
Well, that was the manner in which he was betrayed by his brother. It sounds like you're very familiar.
I only have the one perspective. I wish to know how it impacted the family.
My perspective is Strahd's perspective.
Wait, do you share mine?
Yeah, I know.
No, but I don't know what you mean by another perspective. I mean, it sounds like you know the truth of the matter.
I feel like you're hiding behind something.
I feel no need to hide anything from you.
You have no individuality.
Mm.
I'm very sad for you.
Burn!
Are you like trying to see what, like,
yes,
what is up with the table or anything?
I want to look. That's what I'm pointing. I want to look at everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking around as I talk to him.
I'm wondering if you're worried about getting close to him or anything. Like,
no, I'm not.
Okay.
No, man, I could try to pickpocket him. See what he has. Nothing.
I mean, I think you're being, you know, you're trying to see what's going on. So mm-hmm. I'm going to say that you notice the paper that he's looking at.
Mm-hmm.
Some things jump out at you as very familiar.
Uh-oh.
Upon it.
What?
Specifically, you notice names of some businesses from Tivoli.
What?
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 All right.
What? Is this the guy? This isn't the guy.
Yeah, this is the guy. It's the guy. Okay, so he let Lank out of jail, and he's the guy that took over Tivoli, but then, like, he was also somebody, like... From what I gathered, he was somebody who just was trying to... I don't know what he was trying to do. Yeah, I want to know. Interesting. I don't know what to do with that. I have to think about that for a second.
Yeah, it looks like some sort of document or a ledger page or something about income and expenses, like a balance sheet kind of thing for...
Wait, so like something that would be actively going on right now?
Who knows? Maybe.
If he's looking at something, you said incoming expenses?
Well, it just looks like maybe like a balance sheet, like something comparing expenses versus profit, like, you know.
Can you see an invoice date?
Yeah, what's the date on this?
It's not dated. All right.
Okay.
So, Lank and I guess Batwack is there as well. Your peering through the steel-banded doors in this hall of bones. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's true for Lank. I can't speak for Bathwick.
I'm trying to keep an eye on both Lank and Rufina and Nick and Will.
So, you open this door to reveal another significant hall. This one not as grandly decorated. It extends far to the east. This hall stands in deadly silence. Mm. Heavy beams support a sagging 10-foot-high ceiling. Fog clings to the floor, obscuring everything that lies less than 3 feet above it.
Fog.
Everything that less than 3 feet above it. So the fog... Wait, the fog's on the ground?
The fog is on the ground. It clings to the floor, as I said.
Link can't see through that?
No, it's just fog. It looks like far in the distance, you think there might be a light source, but it's hard to say. It's obscured by a giant shadow lurching across the ceiling as a dark figure shuffles purposefully down the corridor towards you.
What?
I'm going to go ahead and shut the door.
That'll stop it.
Well, the doors aren't huge. If it's huge, it can't fit. I don't know.
Maybe it will trip on...
Maybe
it'll trip on the fog. You never know.
Does Bathwack see this as well?
No,
I'm
too
far away.
He is positioned between the two, like in the doorway you went through initially, so he's kind of halfway between you and Rahadin's.
But I'm looking forward to having a sword fight on the bone table.
The image that I saw, there's no way that it would be like a disproportionate. Could it be? I don't know why, but could it be Esmeralda with a light source behind her that makes it look like a huge shadow?
It was very hard to tell what it was because it was basically you were looking at like a silhouette far in the distance. The perspective was it's very hard to make out what you were looking at.
My true sight doesn't help me.
You'd have to take a longer look.
I'm going to take the longer look. It's a long corridor.
Yes, it is. All right, so Lank takes a longer look. So you crack the door open again?
Yes.
He definitively learns this is one of the rooms we're not supposed to go into.
Lank's thinking to himself, Will would be so proud of me. I'm not just running in to see what this thing is.
Aw, yay! I don't want you to die.
All right, so you take a longer look. And allowing yourself to try to take in what's going on, you can tell that, in fact, the size of the shadow is just due to the proximity the creature was to the light source, which now that you've given a little bit more time, it's moved away. And it looks like this creature, it's actually kind of small. They're about 4'9" and kind of hunched over. And considering the fact that you underwent eye meltingness to have pretty good vision, I will tell you that you were able to, now that you're not being quite so cautious, and again, taking the time to really look and see what you're seeing, this figure, you are able to recognize what it is because you've run into figures like this before. It is a mongrel folk.
Oh no!
Such as you encountered in the abbey.
No.
Much to Abby's chagrin.
Why are they here? Yeah, exactly.
Wait, in the abbey, didn't we let a vampire out of the abbey? Oh no, the more recent, the amber.
No,
thing?
No, before
abbey,
that.
The abbey was the one where there was the angel guy, but there was also all those weird
monsters. I'm confusing that with when Lank let the young vampire out of the church. There was a church
10 years ago.
10 years ago,
and that was Doru,
a Tamlin.
You
We've
killed
been
Doru
in a lot
later.
Of places.
Yeah, we have so many places.
You killed Doru on the second floor of the coffin maker shop.
Oh, yeah.
That wasn't particularly religiously themed, so I wasn't confusing it. Okay, so it's one of we've encountered, and it
there
looks
were
like
the cells of these creatures that were like mutated. This one specifically, you can see again they're about 4'9", but they look even shorter because they're kind of hunched over. The left side of their face is covered with lizard scales, and they have the ears of a panther. Their left foot looks like a duck's webbed foot, and their arms have patches of black dog fur.
How would you know it's dog fur?
That's how good his vision is.
That's ridiculous.
Lank is sort of...
He's allergic to it. That's how he knows.
Stunned by this amalgamation and just sort of lets the door swing open a bit.
Okay.
As he stares at this...
Got it.
...unpleasantness.
As you're staring, you also realize that you don't think he knows that you're there.
Mm.
And they head through a... they open a door in the north end of the hallway... North side of the hallway. It's not an end because it runs east-west. Mm-hmm. Sort of in the center of the hallway. Opens a door, enters through, and they close the door behind them.
Mm. Okay, does that do anything about the fog?
Nope. The creature was sort of moving through the fog. It was acting as if it was being walked through. But otherwise, the fog remains.
I meant more the door opening and closing. It's not like they open the door and the fog... Did something,
out,
yeah.
Or rushes in, or you know, sings the Macarena.
It's the room is like kept at negative pressure for safety reasons, and all the fog gets sucked in.
Oh, no.
Which, now that I say it out loud, sounds unlikely, but I will repeat to Bathwack what you told me that the Mongol folk from the guys that we met at the Abbey. Not at the church or the Tamblin, because I can keep straight all of the crap we've done. And there's a door in the north part of that corridor. Is there a door on the east end?
There are three doors in the north side of the hall. There is one door on the south side of the hall. At the far end, you think you can maybe see the bottom of a staircase, and then the far end of it, there is an open sort of archway, like 15 feet across, barred by an iron portcullis.
And you mentioned a staircase, and it's the bottom of a staircase, so it would go up.
Correct.
Not farther down. Okay.
Very near the end.
I am going to go get Nick.
Yeah, in the meantime, I'll relay the sense that the Chamberlain is... that I'm getting fiend vibes, but he's somehow not a fiend.
To whom? To
Lank, just since we're updating each other.
Mm.
Speaking of the Chamberlain.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I think that he will just... I mean, if I'm not seeing anything to lift, I won't...
Not particularly.
Just really doesn't seem anything.
No.
Then it seems like the thing that I would pay attention to is that. And I would be like, what's that?
Oh, this is part of the paperwork from my town.
Your town.
Mine now.
I thought that was like a thing that was just like to mess with me.
Yeah.
It's not your town.
Primarily.
Oh, okay.
But I'm not just going to give up on a nice source of income.
That's not your town. What? Wait, yeah, so they don't even pay you here? As the chamberlain to this huge castle?
It's not income for me.
Income for who?
For Strahd. The Von Zarovich
Strahd
family.
Strahd needs income from my town. Now,
it
Rafina.
Certainly doesn't need
Rafina,
it.
Rafina, this vampire lord of all of Barovia, just to let you know, needs the income of my town in, wherever the fuck I would say, in the country of Blah. Because that makes sense, right?
Well,
He can't manage his own valley. He's got to go and take a town from somebody and be like, I'm not going to do any work. I'm not going to do any of the stuff that made the town the way it is. I'm just going to go and take it because I'm the crappiest vampire lord wizard guy ever.
But wait, what does he need money for?
Right.
So he's not decorating his castle.
Yeah, he's obviously not paying his vampire maids and he's doing a crappy job of decorating this place.
If Will hasn't seen the bone room yet.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, obviously,
take it all back.
Millions of dollars of bone furniture that I am not aware of. But... Come on.
I didn't know there was a bone Kia near here.
A bone Kia?
Best pun I've ever come up with.
Bone Kia.
No, IKEA. Oh. Bone Kia.
Bone Kia. I missed the ah at the end,
yes,
so I was
so
like,
I
thought you'd like bone key, and he's like,
that's
the best pun
first.
I've ever come up with.
That's
I'm like,
what I was
shit,
doing
what,
too. I
don't get it.
What are we doing? What?
Yeah.
Now you get it, and you agree with me.
Yeah, it's yeah. A good pun. Perfect pun. It's amazing. I love it. Yeah. Oh my god, I am so offended. And I'm totally making fun of Strahd now. I think that's a genuine making fun, even though, like, most of my stuff is, like, bragging and, like, trying to posture, but, like, this is actually making fun of Strahd. I am, I find that hilarious. I mean, my town is a gorgeous gem.
Well,
but
I mean, it was getting there, but also I would ask that you speak that way about Strahd.
Oh, okay. Well, no. Disrespect meant, because, come on, I don't mean no disrespect meant. I mean, no, I disagree with what you're telling me to do, and also, disrespect meant, because seriously.
Now, Will, we're not going to be rude to our hosts.
And he puts his hands on the table and he stands up and he says, no, I seriously think that you need to stop what you're doing.
Will?
You seem like you're role-playing as a worried person, or are you trying to be threatening and you're Eric, so you can't be possibly be threatening?
Abby and Rafina and Will roll a perception check.
Okay. God, I'm rolling terribly.
Yeah,
four.
Total of seven. Oh, four buddies. Woohoo! We're great. We're so good at this.
We're perceptive.
All right. You don't know if I'm being a shitty role player.
Oh. Yeah. So I just don't notice. Yeah. I just, if he says that.
No, he seems like he is working towards enraged.
Poor Eric. You can't. You can't.
Working toward. I didn't say how far he has to go.
So sweet, yeah. For you to work toward enraged, it would take you like a century, and then at the end, you'd be like, "Gosh,
it takes him the amount of time it takes him to get enraged. It's the amount of time you guys need to decide about where you go next."
That's okay.
I'm enjoying talking to this guy. I don't want to go anywhere.
Unless, I'm not talking about right now.
Yeah.
Unless I've collected Nick already, isn't he there? Wouldn't he be able to say, hey, stop pissing this guy off?
He's been more with Bathwack. He didn't really go in with Rafina and Will.
But he can still see through Rafina the window. Rafina was kind of saying before, that.
Because I feel like Nick would have particular insight into what this guy's thinking. You know, for reasons.
Hmm.
I'm alluding to the fact that you're being played by the same person.
I thought you were being racist and saying they both have elf blood, so...
Oh, well. Then, yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah. Any opportunity to be racist.
I mean, Nick
just goes
obvious.
In and fist bumps him.
Oh, God!
But I have to like, go out of my way and be like, oh, yeah, no, I'm trying to be racist now. And women, am I right?
Yeah, seriously. I don't remember what we were saying.
He told you
to stop.
Oh. Why?
In a worried, working on enraged.
See, I can't tell. To me, I'm going to role play it as I perceive you role playing it.
No. Don't do it.
Oh, no?
What?
No, I perceived you as being, like, worried, and I feel like Will might perceive that as Strahd is coming or something, like, uh-oh, don't say anything.
Okay.
But then I'm confused, like, why do you care if Strahd's coming? So those are my internal thoughts.
Okay.
And so he's just like, clearly a wizard vampire lord needs cash flow from a tiny town. I mean, it's not so tiny, but a city in a random country. Do you do this often? Is Tivoli the only one? What other papers have you got there? Can I reach over to try to flip it?
He walks around the corner of his desk.
He's gonna kill me!
And he puts a hand on your chest.
Uh-oh.
And he starts pushing you backwards.
Oh.
Away from the desk and towards the door.
Oh.
And he says, I want you to leave!
I read it correctly! Yes!
That was something special.
He says, get out!
Man, I thought we left that guy behind in the Amber Campbell.
Thanks for listening. Please leave us a review on iTunes and visit porkfrieddice.com to find links to us on Facebook and Twitter. Be sure to join us next week to find out what happens to your favorite adventurers as they muddle their way through our demented mindscapes.